When in Trial, Review God's Great Mercy, July 21. Uphold my steps in your paths, that my footsteps may not slip. I have called upon you, for you will hear me, O God, incline your ear to me, and hear my speech. NKJV. The Lord directed Moses to recount to the children of Israel his dealings with them in their deliverance from Egypt and their wonderful preservation in the wilderness. He was to call to mind their unbelief and murmuring when brought into trial, and the Lord's great mercy and loving kindness, which had never forsaken them. This would stimulate their faith and strengthen their courage. It is just as essential that the people of God in this day should bear in mind how and when they have been tested, and where their faith has failed, where they have imperiled His cause by their unbelief and also by their self-confidence. God's mercy, His sustaining providence, His never-to-be-forgotten deliverances, are to be recounted, step by step. As God's people thus review the past, they should see that the Lord is ever repeating His dealings. They should understand the warnings given, and should beware not to repeat their mistakes. Renouncing all self-dependence, they are to trust in Him to save them from again dishonoring His name. In every victory that Satan gains, souls are imperiled. Some become the subjects of his temptations, never to recover themselves. God sends trials to prove who will stand faithful under temptation. He brings all into trying positions to see if they will trust in a power out of and above themselves. Everyone has undiscovered traits of character that must come to light through trial. God allows those who are self-sufficient to be sorely tempted, that they may understand their helplessness. When trials come to us, when we can see before us, not an increase of prosperity, but a pressure necessitating sacrifice on the part of all, how shall we receive Satan's insinuation that we are to have a very hard time? If we listen to his suggestions, unbelief in God will spring up. We should look at the work he has done, the reforms he has wrought. We should gather up the evidences of heaven's blessings, the tokens for good, saying, Lord, we believe in thee, in thy servants, and in thy work.